You're listening to SBS News.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison has abandoned a target to get Australians their first vaccine dose by the end of October this year. The target was dropped after health authorities recommended the AstraZeneca vaccine shouldn't be given to people under the age of 50 amid concerns over blood clotting. Labor's health spokesperson Mark Butler says the Prime Minister's response is not good enough.
Just because the Prime Minister has failed on every single promise he has made around the vaccine rollout does not excuse him from having an obligation to set out a very clear alternative vaccine rollout strategy with clear timelines and clear targets.
Mr. Butler compared Australia's vaccine rollout to countries overseas. In the United Kingdom, over 60% of adults have been vaccinated with at least one dose and are completing their second doses very soon. The UK has administered over 39 million doses of the COVID-19 vaccine, while Australia has vaccinated over 1 million people. Epidemiologist Mary Louise McLaws is a World Health Organization COVID-19 advisory panel member. She says unless national vaccination rates increase to between 100,000 and 120,000 per day, it will take 2 years for Australians to be fully vaccinated. Mr. Butler says such an extended time would have severe economic consequences.
The rest of the world is racing way ahead of Australia, and we're going to be left behind as the economic recovery gathers strength around the world. They're starting to deal with mutations and variants in the virus around the world with booster shots, and we're still left far too early in our rollout.
Chief Medical Officer Professor Paul Kelly says many countries began their implementation before Australia.
Many countries started earlier than us, and we know all the reasons for that. We've been cautious in having safety as our first priority. And look what's happened over the last week. We only know about this very rare side effect with AstraZeneca because there have been millions of doses elsewhere. So there's some advantage to not being at the top of that league table.
Victorian health authorities say a few steps need to occur before giving the AstraZeneca vaccine to people under 50. Acting Premier James Molino says new information and consent material provided by the Commonwealth must be translated into languages other than English. Training must be provided to staff and the indemnity issues need to be resolved.
Those things all need to happen so that people can truly make an informed decision as per the Otago advice from last week. The more vaccinations that are rolled out, the lower the risk in the community. We want to see this done as quickly and efficiently as possible.
Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt yesterday said the Pfizer vaccine is preferred for those under 50, but the AstraZeneca vaccine is available and safe to use. Mr. Hunt has urged those under 50 who are living with chronic disease to consult their GP before deciding which vaccine to receive. Victoria's Health Minister Martin Foley says medical staff have to be trained to have those conversations.
It's very important that those staff are trained, particularly in the conversations that they're going to have with people under 50 about the safety of these vaccines, because they are still incredibly safe, but just the new Otago rules, and we will be prioritising that.
Mr. Foley says translating the new guides and consent forms into numerous languages will ensure the inclusion of every Australian in the process.
The majority of Victorians come from diverse multicultural backgrounds. In terms of community languages, it is particularly those at-risk communities in our northern, western and other communities, suburbs communities, who we want to make sure, having been through the trauma of 2020, that they are brought along in languages and support that are important to them. And we'll get that right because this is too important not to get right.
The Victorian government is requesting the Commonwealth send AstraZeneca vaccine doses planned for state sites to GP clinics instead during the next 2 weeks. Meanwhile, in Queensland, authorities say any delay in its coronavirus vaccine rollout will be caused by federal supply issues rather than its own distribution efforts. Queensland Health Minister Yvette Dath says the state has already vaccinated about 125,000 people in the 1A cohort, which includes frontline healthcare and quarantine workers. The state is still vaccinating more than 1 million in the 1B cohort, which includes high-risk workers, including those in defence, police and meat processing.
Of course, we're doing work around just changing over to the visor for those under 50, and of course the AstraZeneca for 50 and older. But we are on track to continue to deliver our vaccines, subject to supply. So as long as the supply is here, we'll keep going, and we'll keep going at the pace we've been going.
The federal government has doubled its order of the Pfizer vaccine to 40 million doses, which are due to be delivered later in the year. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Julia Carcatzel, SBS News.